We've got positive confirmation of a cut, but we're not seeing any activity yet. Looks like it.
Okay. Keep us posted. Station Charlie wants you to move east. Station Charlie, you need to move east. N0, NTM.
Copy that. Any distance you want us to go?
Let's go with 14 miles.
Roger that. Moving east, 14 miles, AC-704.
Okay, now you're on the way down. WHROGH.
Got positive confirmation of the cut. I'm showing 2,000 vertical feet per minute coming down, Alpha. AE0SS.
Thanks for the update. N0NDM.
Larry, do you want me to push a pin there? WA0GH.
Yeah, Marty, I was going to do that, but go ahead. It was at 48, -2, but I think you're going to have to push it out at 48, -0. I think the ground station was doubling with you. Go ahead, ground.
Just checking at 48 -2.
And Marty, you're gonna need to come back north also.
WHROGH. Bravo, you want me to stay here or you got something else for me?
Chris, I'm kind of hanging you back for 106. I've got a lot of resources going east, so I kind of wanted to hold you tight for 106.
Okay, did you put a push pin out for a landing spot?
Yeah, Marty's working on that.
Just sent it. WHROGH. N0KKZ, KB0YRZ.
N0KKZ.
Is 106 on track?
Ah, you caught me out. I can only track one balloon right now. My internet connection went down. So I'm concentrating on 105. Can't tell you anything about 106.
AE0YRZ, here's AE0SS.
Yes, sir, I noticed that it's going a little bit north there, like a hook.
It's following the profile of 105 that Rick gave us last night, only instead of going west south of 24, it started west already, sir.
Yeah, I switched over to start tracking that. Okay, I just want to make sure that we're in the right position. KB0YRZ.
Station Charlie, Station Echo, or Station Alpha.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Clint, are you moving east? I don't see you moving on my map.
Yeah, we suffered a little computer glitch, so we had to, we're in the process of restarting, but we are moving east.
Okay, very good. And Station Ida. India, Station Alpha.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't show you moving. Are you moving further to the east? The predicted landing is east of you about 5, or at least where I'm showing you on the map.
Okay, I'll move that direction.
Okay, N0, NDM.
Hotel, this is Delta. this is Delta.
This is Alpha. Go ahead, Golf.
Hey, Larry. We've pulled up north a little bit. We are south of Ida and probably about 8 miles south of them. And I thought we'd just pull up here and kind of wait for 106.
Okay. Yeah, I still show you about 8 miles from the predicted. So that's fine. If you want to hold up there and watch it a little bit further. Looks like it is getting some legs now. Back into the atmosphere here at 74 miles per hour at a course of 158 degrees and 0 NDM.
Okay, we'll hold your eastern boundary here. I'll be at 0 GH.
Delta Hotel. Yeah, Steve, I was going to ask you to meet me over on Simplex, but I might be out of your range now.
Okay, I don't have a good way to do that right this second, so we'll stay here.
What I was wondering is, are you stealth? I don't see you coming up on the map. I just passed you on 71 about 5 minutes ago.
I thought we were transmitting, so I'm sorry.
I'll keep my eyes open for your K0 LOB.
Alpha, this is Juliet. Alpha, this is Juliet.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Larry, did you want to put me anywhere, send me anywhere, or what's in your plan, sir?
This is the ground.
Go ahead, this is Alpha.
Still on landing 0935, sir. 0935, about 20 minutes from now.
Okay, thank you, Nick. N0 NDM. Juliet, did you copy?
I copied the landing time. I didn't copy anything from you.
Okay, I want you to go for 106. I've got enough resources on 105, so I kind of want to hang you for tracking on 106.
Okay, copy that. Really quick, can you give me the last prediction for 106?
Okay, the last predicted for 106 is a 35.4, 7.8.
Copy that. Juliet, Casey, there you go. Okay.
Station Golf, Alpha.
Golf, go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, I want you to go in on 105. I want you to go in for the recovery on 105.
Okay. I'll figure this thing out here, but I think we're a little distance away from it, so we'll make a move. I'll be at 0 GH.
And Station Ida. Station Ida, this is Alpha. Same traffic, I need to have you go in for recovery on 105.
Station Ida copies, and is there any change?
Need any packets from WA0GEH, AE0SS?
Station Alpha is Golf. Do you expect this to hook back to the west?
Well, Marty, I'm going from what Rick said. They haven't checked the ground winds here. They seem to be to the southeast, so I would say probably no.
Okay, I understand. WA 0GH.
Okay, Station Charlie. Station Alpha, you can also go in for recovery on 105 also, if you're in a position to do that.
Okay, roger that. Kind of got ourselves caught in a loop. We're going to go up to Road X and go east on that one. Hopefully it'll get us there.
Okay, N0 NDM.
So this is the ground?
Go ahead, ground.
Playing with some new stuff here. We're showing the landing, predicted landing location for 105 is going to be a little south of Rick's early prediction. I'm sure we'll get another one from him when the balloon goes through 20,000, but you might think of the guys being south of that prediction he gave earlier. Over, AE0SS.
Okay, Station Golf and Station Ida, did you copy them?
All copies, W0GH.
N0,
copied N0 and HJ.
Alpha, this is Echo.
Go ahead, Echo.
Yeah, we're heading towards 105. Is that where you wanted us?
Yeah, Mike, that's fine. You're a little bit further north, but yeah, go ahead and go for 105.
No, we know it. You get boxed in down there. You had to come up to X-ray, and then we'll head back south. N0 NDM.
Okay, N0 NDM. Reminder, we're obviously going to need permission from the landowners before we go into private property. And once we get to the actual payload landing, we want the students to manage their own payload, so we don't want to be touching or messing or turning off or moving their stuff. If the parachute is blowing in the wind, so that's a good thing to secure the parachute, but other than that, we'll wait for others to get there.
Okay, copy all that, thanks.
N0, NDM.
N0, NHJ.
N0, KKZ. Alpha N0 KKZ.
Go ahead.
I've got the last prediction I'll probably give you for 105.
Okay, we're ready.
49.5, comma, minus 4. That's it. 49.5, comma, minus 4.
Okay, 49.5, comma, negative 4. All right, thanks, Rick. N0 NDM.
Okay, I'm going to abandon 105 and bring up 106 and start working on it. N0 KKZ.
N0 GH, I just pushed the new prediction out there for 105.
Yes, Marty, I just got it on my computer. Thank you, N0 NDM.
Thanks, Marty, and 0 NPM.
Like Chuck is hot on it, WA0GH.
This is the ground. Alpha, this is the ground.
This is Alpha.
That south of the prediction should take into account the minus number now, the minus 4, that won't go into the computer. So where the pushpin and where the golf flag are, the actual landing location's 4 miles south of there, and that's verifying with some data we have at the ground station. Over.
Yes, that would be correct, because we're using zero there. So correct, it'd be 4 miles south of the pushpin there, in Zero India.
Okay, Marty.
Roger, station Ida, find yourself on road T. It's an east-west road T as in Tango, WHRGA.
Okay.
Okay, I'm actually down on R already, road R.
That's actually good. That's probably going to work out just fine. Stay there, and we'll go on T and surround this thing. WHROGH, I see you on the map.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here at R and 17 in Zernich Gate.
Yes, you are. WHROGH.
Echo is heading for T also. K0ANI-11 is in landing mode. It's kicking out position reports every 15 seconds.
As it should be. Thank you. We're at 14,000 feet. Thank you. And are you on your way to roughly the right area?
Yeah, that's affirmative. Well, on 71, just past Lyman Correctional Facility.
That's the best way with that crowd. Okay, we're heading down, head down to Road T, which is the big jog in 71 to the west, and stay on Road T, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, copy. I'm going to stop at 71 and T and let the students catch up.
Okay, very good. Thank you. WHROGH.
P0AMI.
Marty, it looks like India is in perfect place for it to move towards the touchdown. AE0ISS.
Roger, understands. WA0GH. I agree.
About 35 past the hour, Marty. About 35 past the hour. 7 minutes. AE0SS.
Copy, WHROGH. Station India, we're looking at road 17 and road R. That's where you're at. Somewhere up and down road 17 is where we're going to land.
Sounds good. And is there any shape?
K0ANI, did you copy that? WHROGH. You'll go to road T in 17, and that should be in that area.
Copy, K0ANI.
Marty, it looks like I'm coming in at you from the north and the west. Road W and Road 12, AC7FY.
Okay, I understand. See you there. WHROGH. We are now coming the same way, so our objective is to hit Road 16 and T and be in that area.
Okay, copy that. We'll keep our eyes open to the east here, AC7FY.
Roger, the payload ought to be due west of you right now, WA0GH. It would be 2 miles from you due west at 10,000 feet.
Okay, did I overshoot?
It's not on the ground yet, buddy.
Well, I'm showing myself at road 12, probably 13 now, going eastbound. You're saying it's west of me.
I'm sorry, I had you wrong there, Clint. Let me see where you're at here. Joe is doing fine. Let me find Charlie.
Station Echo has visual. Station Echo has a visual.
Excellent. Sub-Zero G8, thanks.
Marty, if you look off behind you, you'll see it. I'd stop, Marty, and look back behind you.
Roger on that. W0GH.
M0 MPM.
M0 MPM, what's that? What's your location right now?
We're on row T west of 16.
Okay, so I'm still a little northwest of you then.
W0GH, we have a visual. It is gorgeous. It is so cool. W0GH.
Photo, send through OKKZ. Larry, WL7LZ.
Marty.
I'm on row T. Row T is in Tango. W0GH is going south of row T. I see Mike. Mike is going south right now. That's a good plan. W0GH.
Okay, roger that. We must be right behind you then, because we're, I think we're coming down basically that same road.